In the race for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in Delaware, Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer is far outpacing Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long in the fundraising game. WHYY's Chris Barish has this story, which includes a potential third candidate.
With the September 10th primary election just 7 months away, Meyer has $1.7 million in the bank, nearly 2.5 times as much as Hall Long's $688,000. Former State Environmental Protection Secretary Colin O'Mara is also testing the waters. But nearly half of the trio's combined $3.3 million in cash on hand came from themselves in the form of loans. Meyer says he's received money from more than 3,500 Delawareans.
Which is really relevant because when you consider someone contributing who is that enthusiastic about us and their network, and you do the math, that's getting to be a really valuable number in terms of the number of votes we need.
Hall Long suspended fundraising for several weeks after her September launch. That occurred after her staff questioned several payments totaling more than $200,000 to her husband Dana Long, who had been her campaign treasurer for 2 decades. She has since said the payments were for loans she made to her campaigns for lieutenant governor and has amended 7 years of reports. Hall Long wouldn't agree to an interview, but her campaign issued a statement saying they're honored that donors contributed more than $500,000 to her in 2023. The statement said her campaign is, quote, in a strong position. O'Mara now heads the National Wildlife Federation. He's not sure he's running, but raised $123,000 in December and loaned his campaign $750,000. Almost all of the money he raised was from out-of-staters that he said were from his network of environmentalists. He said about 180 Delawareans did send small donations when he conducted a short-term solicitation on Facebook.
It was all donations of $5, $10, $20, $25, $30. I was just trying to see if was there a path there for the exploratory.
The money will be spent in hopes of winning the votes of up to 100,000 Democrats expected to cast ballots in the primary. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.